Both Republican and Democratic Erie County legislators said Thursday that budgeting for 2021 has been the most difficult financial challenge for the county since the budget crisis of 2004 and 2005. Still, Democratic Chairwoman April Baskin says she feels good about the county's fiscal management during the COVID-19 pandemic.
When you look at how we are wrapping up this year with this budget and trying our absolute very best under the most relentless circumstances to take care of every resident in every district as best as we can in an equitable way, I am so, so proud to chair this body and to be signing on to this amendment package, to be a leader in Erie County, and to work with you all.
Minority Leader Joseph Lurigo viewed the budget process quite differently.
We're living in a world of uncertainty as it comes to sales tax revenue, expenses for COVID-19 relief next year. And we as a legislature had an opportunity to work together on a budget that would have been fair and acceptable to all. And that didn't happen.
Lurigo and other minority caucus members argued that the budget should provide more assistance to small businesses, evenly divided across the county. They also proposed dipping further into the county's fund balance to provide that support, as legislator Edward Rath explains.
The fund balance in many ways is considered a rainy day fund. And ladies and gentlemen, it isn't raining right now. When on earth is it raining in Erie County?
Democratic caucus members responded that the county already provided $19 million of federal emergency management agency funds to small businesses this year. The adopted budget instead prioritizes aiding governmental and community groups that may not have been eligible for special federal assistance programs. The budget also invests $2.1 million in urban initiatives to benefit the cities of Lackawanna, Tonawanda, and Buffalo. Legislator Howard Johnson, who represents most of Buffalo, says that's in line with the legislature's new focus on equitable funding to counteract historic disparities and systemic racism.
This budget just levels the playing field so all residents of Erie County can benefit.
Another grievance from the four minority legislators is that the budget will result in the loss of 19 staff positions in the Erie County Sheriff's Department. Democratic legislators say those cuts were proposed by the department itself during a difficult budget process. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.